This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. Nurses at UVM Medical Center have been working without a new contract for 6 months now, since March. In July, the nurses conducted a 48-hour work stoppage to try to bring action to their requests for more than 20% raises and other staffing and safety demands they say the hospital needs to make. A few days ago, the UVM Medical Center administration said they had made their last, best, and final offer and won't be increasing the offer of 15% average raises. The two sides still seem very far apart when it comes to determining pay for the nurses. 7 Days reporter Katie Jickling has been following this story, and she's here with an update on the hospital's final offer, the nurses' union's response, and where things go from here. Katie, nice to have you on the show.
Thanks so much, Jane.
So remind us why the nurses have been working without this new contract since March. What are the main sticking points?
Yes. So the nurses are mainly concerned about wages that they say are too low. And basically, they want, they now are asking for 20% increases over 3 years.
They were as high as about 24% at the start, I think.
Right. And so they've gone down a few percent. And they are contending that this leads to high turnover, and which in turn leads to longer wait times for patients and less good patient care.
And the administration obviously has not met those demands for salary increases. They have come to agreement on several other pieces of the contract that the nurses' union were hoping for. But a few days ago, UVM Medical Center Administration said it's not going to offer any further salary concessions. And it said it made its, quote, last, best, and final offer. So what is that offer?
They have agreed to pay 15% over 3 years, which obviously is pretty far short of what the nurses are asking for. They are going back to the bargaining table tomorrow with the help of a federal negotiator. But the hospital has made it clear that at this point, they say it's in the nurses' court, that they've done what they can, and that it's time for the union to compromise. And I think, frankly, they're hoping for a fissure within that 1,800-member union to sort of help their cause and basically agree at this point.
That 15% that the administration is offering is sort of the average, but in some cases, some nurses would make a more significant salary increase over 3 years, right?
Right. The hospital has made more compromises for the nurses that have been there the longest, which was part of the nurses' requests. And so there has been some give and take there. But, you know, I agree with what you say that, frankly, they're pretty far apart.
So they're far apart. I mean, the nurses' union has come down to 20% raises. The administration says 15 is as high as we're going to go. The lead negotiator for the nurses' union stepped down last month, and she said she was asked to step down because she felt like it might be time to compromise with the administration, and the heads of the nurses' union disagreed. So does that actually signal some fissure, as you talk about, that the administration is looking for? I mean, do we have a sense of what the rank-and-file nurses in the nurses' union want? Do they want to say, look, we're getting something, let's take it? Or do they say, no, fight for that 20%?
Right. I think there is – you are seeing some divide here. And the hospital has asked that the nurses' union – allow its whole membership to vote and see what happens. At the same time, I think some nurses are standing firm, and you're seeing that in a few different ways. They're really trying to leverage public support. They have capitalized on some pretty big salary increases for hospital executives, and they have also been circulating basically a public relations petition, a vote of no confidence, saying that those salary increases for the top UVM executives or hospital executives are too much and are detrimental to the hospital as a whole and to patients.
How many signatures have they gotten on that no confidence vote that they're sort of passing around?
They've gotten over 5,000 from both nurses and members of the community.
When you talk about the salary increases for top executives at UVM Medical Center, I remember when that information came out. And I mean, just even looking at it, it was like, oof, that is definitely not going to play well. I mean, we're looking at major increases, like about what the union wants for rank and file nurses or what the CEO and the COO are getting.
Right. That seemed a little tone deaf, certainly on the hospital's part, because in August, the tax filings that were made public showed that hospital president and chief operating officer Eileen Whalen had made roughly 20% increase and was making well over $1 million. And hospital CEO John Brumstead had a salary of about $2.1 million. And the nurses are really pushing back on that. And using that as leverage as they try to get this public support.
So, Katie, what actually happens when an organization makes what is called a last, best, and final offer? I mean, this comes along with some actual sort of legal and logistical things that the administration can do. Can they impose a contract on the nurses now?
They do have the authority to impose a contract potentially. The nurses have also said they could go on strike again. But both parties, I think, are holding out hope that they can come to a compromise, that they can move forward with this. And I think both are trying to sort of put their best foot forward with the public and really trying to make their case.
How does this feel then? I mean, not that you work in this environment, but, you know, what I've heard from nurses and from other people who are working there, and what we heard from Eileen Whalen when she was on the show and from the nurses union itself, was that it's really hard to work when this is all swirling around. And so I'm wondering what you're hearing about that atmosphere and sort of the morale sense of things.
I think it depends on who you talk to. Certainly for some of these nurses, they're putting in vast amounts of time working with the union, trying to maintain a cohesive front, and actually in these long negotiations, they've had a couple dozen negotiating bargaining sessions with the hospital. And to hear nurses talk, it's definitely taking a toll. And I think that's a big question of how long they can sustain this effort. And it does make it more difficult, they say, to focus on the work they really want to be doing, and I think both sides want to be doing, and that's part of the question for both sides of how long they want to hold out on this.
And just quickly, you said they are coming back to the bargaining table soon.
They're coming back to the bargaining table tomorrow. And the nurses union has said they want to bring all those signatures for the vote of no confidence to the board meeting on Thursday. So there's more to come on this.
Katie Jickling is a staff writer for 7 Days. She's been covering this story. Thank you very much for the update.
Thanks, Jane.